Hi, everybody. Michelle Bruckner here, your host of the Showgirl Tip of the Day podcast, a podcast where we talk about show business, old friends, and new adventures. It's season four. It's autumn 2023. And who knows how the rest of this year is going to turn out. We have 4 months left of the year, September, October, November, and December. And as we head into those BER months, some people really get jazzed up for the season and they can't wait. I am a summer person myself. It's always bittersweet when the air starts to get cooler, but I hope you all had a wonderful summer. I did. I had many family visits, lots of downtime, which I really needed, both for my physical rest, and also you just need some space and some time to dream about your life and what you want to do, and also to just maybe read a good book by a body of water. So much fun, and eating some ice cream. Just a great summer. I cannot complain at all. So we have a wonderful season ahead, season four. I've got more interviews with folks in the industry, from Broadway performers to people who do stage combat to tap choreographers to someone who works at Dollywood down in Tennessee. I hope you enjoy this season. And if you could rate it and review it on Apple Podcasts, that would mean the world to me, because when you do that, it helps the podcast grow. Speaking of podcast growing, I have some new sponsors this season and I'll be rolling them out as we get going. But of course, my old standby, Wrinkle Schminkles. WrinkleSchminkles.com. Silicone patches that are non-invasive. They smooth your face out. Use my code Michelle20 for 20% off. That's pretty awesome. WrinkleSchminkles.com. Now, speaking of wrinkles, I just had new headshots done, and I was pleasantly surprised when I put my current headshot, which was taken by Mike Pietri, Pietri Photos. You can find him on Instagram. I had an amazing experience working with him and his fabulous makeup artist, Kate Cohen, Kate Cohen Makeup. She's a doll, and at first I was shocked because she hardly put any makeup on me. I'm used to beating my face within an inch of its life, but I trusted her, and you know what? I really enjoy how radiant I look in the headshot. So she said to me, I believe the skincare should come through. And we talked a lot while she was doing my face, and she's just really knowledgeable. And now I follow her on Instagram, and she's booked, honey, booked and blessed. And she does magazine shoots. She does a lot of things. Kate Cohen Makeup. Anyway, I was putting my headshots side by side. The first one I got 35 years ago and the one I just got, and I was pleasantly surprised. My face pretty much looks the same. I'm not saying I don't have any wrinkles, because I do, but what I'm saying is you can tell it's the same person. My face shape has stayed the same, which I was really excited to see that, because, you know, some people, as they age, they look nothing like their former selves. And I work really hard to try to keep it together. And I was happily surprised. But the reason we get new headshots all the time is that you want to have an audition and you want the people to have an accurate picture of you in front of them. When they look at you, they don't want a headshot that's 10 years old, 20 years old. I mean, if I had given those 35-year-old headshots, they would expect a 19-year-old girl, you know, and time has marched on. I'm not 19 years old anymore. So you'd need current headshots. And I think you can find really good photographers out there who offer packages at a decent price. You don't need to pay a crazy amount, because if a headshot photographer is good, they charge, but they don't overcharge. I have worked with some photographers in the past that definitely overcharged. You gotta find your people, just like with everything else in this industry. You gotta find your people. Speaking of finding your people, I have to reiterate that with every single job, even if you have worked for these people before, get a contract. So unfortunately, this summer, I was kicking myself because I worked for a producer and I had worked for them many years before. And the first year, we all had a contract. And it's been many years that we have worked together. And it would just devolve to an email or a phone call like, hey, do you want to do this again? And this year, the producers tried, there were three of us from New York, and the producers tried to cut our salaries without telling us, without saying a word. We all just got our first check and we were like, what? Like the Scooby-Doo, like, hmm? And I went and talked to the producer. I was like, what's going on? And they were like, well, we did change the schedule. And I said, nothing was discussed. So it ended up working out. However, I did not appreciate having to negotiate the job in the middle of the job. So it was my own fault, and I learned my lesson yet again. I guess I have to learn it several times, but always, always get a contract. And I also have to say, on my end, it eroded a lot of goodwill. I don't even know if I care to work for these producers again because of not, you know, like I understand budgets, but you need to be transparent and you need to at least talk to people that are traveling to work for you. And here's how I divide things. I don't necessarily think about money, dollar amounts. I think about my life in time now. So how much time do I actually have on the earth? I can't assume that I have any time left, right? So every moment is precious. But practically speaking, a year has 52 weeks in the year, right? European people get many more weeks than I do off for vacation. But let's say I have 2 weeks off, 1 week for the holidays and then another week maybe in the summer. So that is 50 weeks of work. And when you are on a job, let's say the job is 3 weeks, that is 3 weeks of time that someone is claiming. And so that time needs to be compensated and they cannot hold you in a different state from which you live and be like, oh, well, we're paying you less this year because we're not calling you into rehearsal as many hours. No, you're holding me here for 3 weeks. So all of that has to be negotiated before you even start a job. And now I've learned my lesson, even with someone I consider close, a friend, right, in writing, everything in writing. And it's sad that it has to be that way, but it does have to be that way because it protects both parties. And then if you do have a contract and someone tries to breach it, you have a choice. You can bring the contract up and you have to say, well, we didn't discuss that. It's not in the contract. And if, you know, if you're in a situation and the contract is not good, you can say, I'm gonna go, which is, you know, I don't recommend people walking off the job. But this is why people have agents, because your agent can help you negotiate a fair contract. And having representation is very helpful because if you're, let's say you're on a set or you're in rehearsal and something's going wrong, you can call your agent. So a lot of times we have to represent ourselves. But in a theatrical sense or on a movie set or a TV set, you can call your representation. So we'll get into that a little bit more. As of this recording, SAG is on strike. So you are allowed to film some commercials, but there's a theatrical strike right now. And we are striking over streaming residuals and AI. And I don't know if you know what AI is. Maybe some of you last spring got on the bandwagon where you put pictures of yourself and there was an app where everyone was like showing all these shots of themselves as if AI had worked on them. Well, AI is a little precarious because in any film or TV show, there are background actors, and not just background actors, but people who wardrobe them, hairstylists, makeup artists. And if AI takes over for these background roles, all of those roles get eliminated. Plus catering, plus spaces that hold the background actors that they have to rent out. So there are so many factors happening with the strike, and I will keep you updated. Who knows, by the time this gets published in the fall, the strike might be over. So I don't want to get too detailed because it might be old news by the time this comes out. But I will say the SAG-AFTRA president, Fran Drescher, you might know her from the television series The Nanny. She has made some really inspiring, incredible speeches, and I'm super happy that she's the president. She's really just shining like the star that she is, and she's making some really valid, intelligent points, which I love to see. I just want to talk about something that has really helped me over the last few years. So I'm sure from listening to past episodes of the Actors and Alcohol series that I have been dealing with some addiction in my family, and it has been super painful. And working in this industry is hard enough, and you want to make sure that everything is smooth sailing at home. And when it's not, it's heartbreaking and it's devastating. And when you see someone that you really love struggle with addiction, it just tears you apart. And something that really helped me was watching YouTube and watching a woman named Amber Hollingsworth. And she is with Family Recovery Program. It's a family counseling. They treat the whole family, and they have some online courses. And I'm happy to say that you will get a discount if you use my code Michelle with two L's 6038, and you put Michelle all in caps. So Michelle 6038, and you will get a discount on the Family Recovery Programs. I just wanted to pass that on to you. What I've learned is I can only work on myself. And so what I have done in the last year is started working on roles that I would love to play in musical theater. I've made a list of the next 5 parts that I would love. And I've started to learn the scores and the librettos. So that way I can be ready if an audition comes up for one of these dream roles. I know what I'm doing already. I'm not just brand new, never heard the music. Nope, I know it. I know all the words. I have some choices I've made already. It just gives you a little bit of sense of agency in your own life. And I think that that's really important. And what I've also learned is that joy does not have to be absent from your life. Even though your family might be going through struggles, you can still find some joy. And that is up to you. So with that, I want to say welcome to season 4. I hope you enjoy. If you like this podcast, please tell people about it. The Showgirl Tip of the Day podcast. See you next week. The Showgirl Tip of the Day podcast has original music composed by Joshua Holloway. Find him on YouTube, Joshua Holloway Music. This podcast is written by Michelle Bruckner and edited by Michelle Bruckner and Joshua Holloway. Find me on Instagram, Showgirl Tip of Day. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again next week with a new episode.